It's those that are wrong.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
By the way, Kelly in the Ville standing by her comment on the burrito boomstick.
Mm-hmm. She knows
what she said.
Not everything is meant for sharing.
She knows what
okay?
she said.
Go Rangers. Go Rangers. Indeed.
Let us start why we can't have nice things in the friendly skies. A United Airlines flight from L.A. to Shanghai.
Oh.
Had to turn around this past Saturday over the Pacific. Did a U-turn an hour and 45 minutes in. It's already like a 14-hour flight.
So
they headed back to San Francisco, swapped out the crew, and then landed in Shanghai 6 hours late. All because the pilot forgot his passport.
Oh, dear.
Yep. They got to, they got back to San Francisco after taking, well, they actually took off from L.A., but passengers were only told that there was a, quote, crew-related issue and didn't hear about the passport thing until later, and then that's why it all happened. So United Airlines reportedly gave each passenger a $15 meal voucher for the trouble.
Well, that's sweet.
That is.
On behalf of all pilots, I'd like to apologize. Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum.
You know, lots of folks love the energy drinks, but I'm not sure they qualify as healthy. More proof, just ask Nicholas Mudford, who drank 3 a day for years and years and years. Now, he did have a lot of energy. Unfortunately, it was a monster of a problem. He lost all his teeth. He's now warning people to choose a different beverage to avoid the same fate. Luckily, he was able to afford dentures.
Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. Dum, 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 dum. Let us go to Texas. I don't know where in Texas this happened, but the woman's name is Desiree, and that's all we know. But we do know that wasn't Morgan Wallen. We got another fake celebrity scammer.
Ooh.
And, she had to learn the hard way. She was convinced that Morgan Wallen was sending her messages online.
Desiree.
So naturally, she started sending Morgan a bunch of Apple Music gift cards so he could presumably buy his own album. Maybe that's why sales were so big.
That's not legal, Morgan.
Maybe don't do that. But unfortunately, it didn't stop there. She also handed over her bank account information and social security number. And then the scammer walked away with about $18,000. When asked why she fell for this scam, Desiree said, quote, I needed validation at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Not validation that it was Morgan Wallen, but just dum, validation.
Dum, 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 dum.
So, validation.
You know, these internet challenges that you see, they rarely end well. And sometimes it can land you in the ER. Today's installment from Jilin, China, where a girlfriend stuck her hand in her boyfriend's mouth.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, shockingly, it got stuck. They then needed medical assistance. Doctors had to pull it out with a special tool, as well as a muscle relaxant for the patient.
Hmm.
Yeah, you don't want to put your girlfriend's hand in your mouth.
Yeah,
it should start a fire.
Was the boyfriend Morgan Wallen in this?
Dum, 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 dum.
I was going to stop before that story got weird, but I think it got weird immediately. Go back to the skies above. You may have seen this story over the weekend, as a 20-year-old man is now suing United Airlines after a pilot opened the bathroom door and yanked him out of it for taking too long. This guy had been in for 30 minutes and told him through the door as they were pounding on it.
Hello.
That he was, he was just backed up and having issues. Pilot wasn't having any of that.
Oversharing.
I mean, I can see both sides on this, unfortunately. The guy says his pants were still around his ankles when the pilot flung the door open and yanked him out in front of everybody.
On behalf of all pilots, I'd like to apologize.
Dum, 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 dum.
So you know those rage rooms where people can lose their marbles and just destroy stuff for a nominal fee? They don't have one of those at a Walmart. A man in Grand Haven Township got confused. He walked into Wally World, then started destroying 6 flat-screen TVs, 17 glass doors, and began striking them all with metal poles. Now, luckily, no one was injured. No reason was given for the outburst. He's been arrested by Michigan's finest, which I would like to point out, Michigan, right next to Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Just a cold of Florida.
Dum, 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 dum.
So close.
And then finally, we go to Colorado, in lovely little Colorado Springs. But a guy there got arrested. He was robbing a convenience store. That will get you do it. 35-year-old Antonio Taylor walked into this convenience store in Colorado, pointed a gun in the cashier's face, and started taking stuff. Didn't have an actual gun. It was his hand outstretched, index finger pointed forward, thumb in the air. It was a finger gun assaulting the cashier.
Furious finger.
Who, for some reason, then complied and gave him the money out of the register.
And where was this? What was the kind of type of business?
Colorado City, in a convenience store.
Okay,
now, the guy had a getaway plan. He sped off in an SUV. A pink GMC Yukon.
Oh, hey.
Imagine this. He was pulled over almost instantly.
Incognito.
Pew, pew.